anybody following us?
No, I don't think so. I think we're clear.
Hey.
Yeah?
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
So, what's new with you? Sounds like Tambi's just about done up there.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be here in a second.
Kachu.
Then we'll go get Francine.
I heard what you said to me in the hospital.
I was drunk.
I love you too.
Now you're drunk.
Kachu.
Shut up.
I know how you feel. It's strange, isn't it? How you can spend so much time with a person, think you know them, only to find out one day you don't really know them at all. I warned you about Katina. You're not the first person she's done this to. Believe me, I know. You see, I was in love with her once. Can you believe that? Me and that whore. Why, I could tell you things about her that would make your skin crawl. Would you like to hear them? Would you like to hear every freaking detail? Let's see. We called her Baby June because she was so young, you see. But she had this extraordinary technique that drove customers wild. She used to... The truth hurts, doesn't it, Francine? Oh, sweetheart, if only you could see the look in your eyes. The hate. It's like looking in a mirror. Fear and force, Francine. That's all people understand. Fear and force. And hate is a powerful force, dear girl. I can accomplish great things. Just look at me. I was like you once. Naive. Innocent. I let people walk all over me. I used to be my cousin Darcy's chauffeur. Can you believe that? I was family, and they treated me like a servant! And what could I do? She had the power, and I had nothing. Then one day Darcy brought Katina home, like a stray animal. I couldn't believe it. This filthy little street tramp, treated like a Christmas puppy. Darcy spoiled her rotten, and that little slut ate it up with a spoon. It was all so disgusting. And one day, Katina came and talked to me like we were old friends. She was one of those people who are more attractive the closer you get. Wouldn't you agree? Her sleepy eyes, the way her lip curls when she talks with that husky bedroom voice. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Sugar? How much time have you spent on that face? We talked for hours, just the two of us, alone. But I have to confess I wasn't paying attention. I'd never even thought about being with a woman before, but staring into Katina's face, so close to mine, her breath like peppermint. I couldn't help myself, Francine. I leaned over, and I kissed her. And you know what? She kissed me back. Then she slapped me hard. Like this! She slapped me again and again, but you know what I did? I laughed. Yes, I did. Unlike you, I loved it. And so did she. It's hard to believe so much rage and a little child. She was incredible, Francine. Katina was wild. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That hurts, doesn't it? Bad truth. Bad, bad truth. Well, you've just got to love a girl like that. I mean, girls like her are so hard to find. But it meant nothing to Katina. That was just something to do on a rainy night. Eh. What are you gonna do? I had to stand around and watch Katina leech off of Darcy, drive them to airports and hotels and retreats in the mountains. I had to listen to their incessant bickering and wait around in underground garages while they partied with the scum of Hollywood. Until my love for Katina burned like hate. Feels all the same, you know? It's hard to explain, really, but the feeling changed me somehow. I felt... empowered. Yes, that's it. Empowered! Everybody and everything looked different to me after Katina. Nobody had any power over me that I didn't get them. And the day I realized that was the day I stopped giving it away. You see, that's the difference between us, Francine. That's why I'm on top of the world and you're tied to a chair. It's very symbolic, don't you think? In many ways, you remind me of Emma. The last time I saw Emma, she was in a chair. Just like you are right now. It was pathetic. She loved Katina too, but she was a junkie. So I filled her full of heroin with an infected needle and sent her on her way. Took 6 years for her to die. And I loved every minute of it. Now that's power! It's been so nice to have this time together, Francine. I've looked forward to it for so long now. You know, we never finished our conversation at lunch that day. Been so curious to know what Katina sees in you. And I have to tell you, I don't get it. Your beauty escapes me. Particularly now. You should see yourself. Even so, there's such a perfect circle to seducing Katina's lover before I kill her. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's just perfect closure. Don't worry, Francine. We're not gonna rush this. In fact, it could take hours. I canceled all my plans today just to be with you. I have so many things to share with you. Things our dear Katina taught me. Of course, she didn't use a knife. Becky? Are we expecting company? Kind of in the middle of something here.
Hmm. You've been listening to Episode 9 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music by Shane Ivers. Vanessa Van Zera was Cachou. David Ellis was David. The Mocha Wizard was Veronica. Nicole Tomte was Francine. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.